meeting and proposed. One of them is an effort to strengthen stability and security in the region. Also present to accompany Minister of Defense Shafri during the visit of the Saudi Arabian ambassador were ranks of the Ministry of Defense. That was the news.
Cuma sekali, sekali-sekali bisa susah. Kala hidup tak mudah, senyum saja sudah jangan marah. Memang benar hidup cuma sekali, dua tiga kali salah langkah. Kala ingin menyerah, senyum saja sudah jangan marah.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyrics can also mean as a prayer.
When things go wrong, you switch wrong.
Well,
things seem up in the air, and everything is so unfair. You stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and see. You give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherry. Sometimes it is sweet or filled with worry. Don't be afraid when things go wrong. Just be strong.
When things lift up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and say. And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up. Keep your chin up.
Sana asal yang lama.
Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidō's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves.
You told me you forgot the feeling of being loved. You told me that you're numb, I might as well tell you some things I had before. Can't deny it anymore. It feels strange that we click, but you say no. Oh, I'm catching feelings, and this will take long. take long. Oh, I'm sorry if you seem to take this wrong. Never thought I'd be so sure, only to have you to be with me, to be with me.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs Yovie Widianto collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Archie Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Artinya dirimu yang begitu berharap kau setia padaku.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the average Indonesian produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Almost 10 million people live in Jakarta. That's a whole lot of waste. Bantar Gebang is 40 kilometers west of Jakarta. It's Indonesia's largest landfill. They process around 8,000 tons of rubbish every day. Around 18,000 families call it home. According to locals, some scavengers take 15 to 20 paracetamol at a time. Grueling days are spent picking through decaying food scraps and glistening coloured plastics. Most make less than $10 per day. On the 30th of January 2019, Reza Bonard spoke to a room full of professionals, diplomats and journalists on the 42nd floor of Jakarta's World Trade Center. The event was held by the professional women's group from the British Chamber of Commerce, Indonesia. At the front of the room, standing about 5 foot tall, she spoke clearly and confidently in English, her second language. It was strong enough to be well understood, but flawed enough to hold strong Indonesian character.
Okay, my name is Reza. I grew up in Bantar Gebang. People call me Princess of the Dawn. I'm a princess. I don't have bracelets. I don't have a crown. So I'm just Reza from Bantar Gebang. The best dawn ever. This is how we call our program, our project in Bantar Gebang.
Reza is from West Sumatra. Her family moved to Bantar Gebang when she was just a little girl. They watched it transform from rice paddies to wasteland. Reza's 18-year-old sister, Ian, told me the hardest part about being from Bantar Gebang is the way that people treat you. Reza told me why her parents decided to move to the area.
Oh, my home life, you can feel like the truck is queuing for hours just to load the rubbish. Before, 24 years ago, it was the beautiful rice field. So in front of my home and beside my home. The reason why my parents bought this land, because my parents want me to experience to live nearby the rice field.
Reza Bonard was picked on in school. Her shoes smelt like cat poo. Despite hardship, she was able to receive a university education in Depok.
I was lucky. I got my foster parents from the UK, so I just scholarship to study in the university. Otherwise, I couldn't stay in front of you today because I don't know anything about English, how to say. Even my English is broken, but I'm very confident to stay in front of you.
Enjoyed a fruitful career in technology and she's an activist. She's passionate about women, children and education in Indonesia. That's why she founded BGBG, an activity centre cross hostel. The name directly translates to Seeds of Bantar Gebang. She's giving back to her community.
If you're like, why you plant Bantar Gebang as the best dump ever? Because we say like, people call this place like nasty, disgusting, stinky. Me, the one who grew up in Bantar Gebang, this is the best place, the best dump. Because I can grow up here, I met my foster parents in Bantar Gebang, because of my broken English. And then we have BGBG, the place to motivate the children to never scare, to dream high.
BGBG describes itself as a hostel and hub, or the kingdom of Bantar Gebang. Foreigners and Indonesians stay at the dump and volunteer. Carpenters build facilities and students teach English.
Send your waste to Bantar Gebang, your rubbish to Bantar Gebang. So come to Bantar Gebang and clean it.
Reza says all of the children from BGBG are like her brothers and sisters, but she also has one biological sister.
I told the children many times, if you have problem at school, no matter public or private, I will come to talk to the principal. Because happened to my sister Ian before, she has no birth certificate, elementary school. I went to the school, talked to principal. This girl lived with me. I'm the one who paid for her school, and she has no birth certificate. But she needs education, and I want her in the best school. And then the principal said to me, yeah, but we need birth certificate. I said, with or without birth certificate, she needs education.
Now, Reza's sister Ian studies international relations at the Institute of Social and Political Science in Jakarta. Every weekend, she travels by train and motorbike rideshare to Bantergebang. She helps teach English classes during the weekend. I asked her how she feels about coming from Bantergebang.
I'm happy for like when I'm grow up and then I like we have like teachers who tell us about like it doesn't matter where we're from, if we do work hard and then we believe that we can make it, because like in BGBG they always tell it's not about money, it's about like you treat other people nicer.
If you're interested in volunteering and visiting the dump, or to contribute something to the BGBG project, you can find out more at bgbg.org. But if you do go and visit, please don't hold your nose, because to Ian and Reza, it's the best dump in the world.
Pesta kota, seolah kita flamingo mengalun jiwa. Ku duduk terhanyut nuansa di sudut semarak plaza Catalonia. Galas pasang mata menatapku manja, mengajak berdansa. Tapanya quiere, usted baila conmigo. Quiere darle su dirección, señorita. Ku ingin kau ajak serta malam ini. Como si pronuncia ojuita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh kata. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali untuk cinta yang tertinggal di jantung Barcelona. Peluklah diriku besar dalam cinta sebagai akan ku kenang selalu cintaku di Barcelona. Yeah. Lo siento mucho señorita, ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Apukah air matamu kini, dua hati tak terpadu satu janji. Usaikan cerita malam yang tersisa, ku tak kuasa lagi duk mendam waktu. Hidupku bersamamu, kecuplah diriku kasih. Malam ini, anak yang
Moon y Barcelona.
Today's Indonesia. Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asked for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening. Yeah.
beragam dosa umat Tuan Abangku.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Do you know
that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
What is this food?
This delight is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called punkue. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Asgoyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Indonesian government to launch free health checkup soon. Prabowo 10th NU's anniversary highlights dilemma's struggle for Indonesia. Here's the news in details. The Indonesian government will launch the free health checkup program on February 10, 2025. It was stated by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin after reporting to President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that the President has decided the launch date for the program that will be implemented at Community Health Center or Puskesmas and clinics that collaborate with Health Social Security Agency BPJS Kesehatan.
Jadi tadi rapat mengenai update beliau mengenai program cek kesehatan gratis diputuskan oleh beliau nanti tanggal 10 Februari ini sudah bisa jalan di puskesmas dan juga klinik-klinik. Nanti beliau sama seperti yang makan bergizi mau lihat gitu di salah satu puskesmas.
So we held a meeting on the update of the free health checkup program. The president has decided later on February 10th it can be implemented at the community health center and also clinics. He wanted to observe the program personally at one of health centers, like last free nutritious meal program. Budi Gunadi explained that the program is designed to cover the entire population of Indonesia from newborns to elderly. However, this free health checkup program will be carried out in stages with a mechanism that is adjusted based on age group. For children under 6 years old and above school age, the screening will be carried out on their birthday dates with tolerance period of 1 month. Meanwhile, for free health checkup program, the examination will be carried out when they enter school. The free health checkup service includes a number of examinations. It also includes cancer screening for the group over 40 years, with a focus on breast and cervical cancer for women and lung and colorectal cancer for men. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended the 102nd anniversary of Nahdlatul Ulama, Indonesia's largest Islamic organization at Istora Senayan, Jakarta on Wednesday. In his speech, President Prabowo emphasized the important role of the Nahdlatul Ulama in the nation's history. He affirmed that NU has always been present in times of crisis, taking a firm stance to protect the country and uphold the integrity of the Republic of Indonesia.
Jadi begini, kita ingin rakyat menuntut pemerintah yang bersih, yang benar, yang bekerja dengan benar.
And you have played an important role in the establishment of Indonesia. The struggle for independence was centered in the Islamic boarding schools. Nahdlatul Ulama has always stepped forward in times of crisis and taken a stand to save the nation and the Republic of Indonesia. During the battle of 10 November, the Ulama emerged as fighters, pioneers, and leaders in defending Indonesia's deep independence. President Prabowo also praised Nahdlatul Ulama's NU's contribution to maintaining national unity and harmony.